Daiso.
Hi.
Hola.
Ki obosta?
And lots of salams and welcome to the first episode of Daiso, the podcast of the Technische Universität Dresden about diversity, being polycultural, and university life in general.
Yeah, so we wanted to start
this podcast with
a really nice topic, I would say, and it's about friendship and relationships in general. Yeah, so yeah. Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, and since we have very different backgrounds and we come from different countries, so we thought that we can add diversity to this conversation very nicely.
Yeah. Naturally, just being ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. So, just FYA, no, for your information, we are not native speakers, as you already noticed, probably.
Yeah, so excuse us.
Yeah. Yeah. For our mistakes, but yeah, we'll do our best, of course, and hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, and understand us.
Yeah, the main thing.
Understanding us.
Okay.
So, when we're talking about...
Before we start, I'm Selene, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm Sara.
And I'm Kaushin.
And we're all studying at the Technische Universität Dresden.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it would be great if we could say that from which countries we are from. Like, yeah, I'm from Bangladesh.
And I'm from Venezuela.
And in my case, it's a little bit complicated. I'm from Germany, but I have Turkish roots.
Okay. And well, just we're eating pizza right now.
And drinking lemonade.
And afterwards, we will have a really nice, what's that? Like chocolate, ice cream, or
mousse.
Mousse. And yeah.
Let's see where it goes. Okay, so like our main topic is dating today. I just want to know, like, what comes to your mind when you think dating in your country?
In my country?
So you can see, my English is not also good.
I'm the confusion here. I'm the confusion here.
Oh, yeah, right. Selene is representing both Turkey and German at the same time. Or a hybrid representation, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
yeah. Yeah, maybe you can start.
Maybe you can start dating in Bangladesh. I think it's not really common to date, like in the Western term of dating.
Actually, I would like to say that dating in Bangladesh is actually like an adventure.
Okay.
Like since love marriage is not that much encouraged there, so dating is not that much popular among our parents.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to date someone, you really have to be very, very willing to date that person.
Okay.
You have to like him or like her genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, we have to do a lot of things to keep our relationship alive and, like, reach that point when we can marry that person.
Okay.
So, what happens is that since marriage is, like, deeply rooted in our thoughts after being born, so what we think is, like, okay, when we look at a person, first we have a crush. So, we keep thinking, okay, can I marry that guy? I know, it's very cheesy and, like, why would you think marrying someone you just saw?
Yeah.
But, like, since we are brought up in such a way, we see that, okay, marriage is our target here.
Okay.
So what happens is like when we think about dating, that it is inevitable to think about that. Can I live my life with him? Can he be my husband?
Okay.
So like that's the thing. And why did I call it an adventure? Because since our parents don't like this idea that much, we prefer to hide it from them.
Oh, okay.
And we become very uncomfortable. Normally, mostly we become very uncomfortable in sharing, like, okay, I like that guy. Mom, can you please give me some advice? In that case, like, if we say that, our mom will be like, okay, you are grounded. You cannot go out from your house. You will only go to your, like, school or college and directly come home. You are not to speak with other boys. It's like that only. So what happens is that our friends become very handy in this kind of situations.
Ah.
I was such a friend. Oh, okay. That's why I know that. Because I used to live separate.
You help each other.
Yeah, we help each other a lot. If I give you two examples, one of them is like I was that friend who was helping another friend to like maintain her relationship. So during Valentine's Day, it's very normal that boyfriend and girlfriend will give gifts to each other. So what happened? My friend, who is a girl, her boyfriend gave her a big teddy bear. Oh. So she was in trouble because she cannot take that back to her home.
She had to hide it.
She had to hide it. It was like, please take it with you. So, I mean, I was that friend who can keep gifts with me because I used to live separately from my parents.
Ooh, okay.
They used to live in another city. And I came to study to another city. So, like, they were really happy that I that I lived separately from my parents. This is one example. And the, another example is, like, okay, if, like, I'm going to watch a cinema or, like, a movie or going out with friends, so our parents will be like, who are you going with? Are you going with only one boy or are you going with, like, several friends? So friends come handy in this case to, like, crowd the crowd the place, like, to hide the main person who is our boyfriend. So I was that friend also. I was like, yes, I'm going with her. And like, parents were very comfortable to leave their daughters with me because they knew that I had to live alone and I was very responsible compared to them. So it was like, she's watching a movie with her boyfriend, her mom or dad would call me and be sure, is she with her? Is she with her?
Oh my god.
She with me? And like, I'll notify her, okay, your dad called, so like, you have to be very careful. So, you know, like, you can see how can dating be an adventure in Bangladesh.
But maybe we should say why parents are like this. I think it's the social pressure.
Actually,
it's not because they hate marriage or love. It's because
of course not. Pressure. I mean, we were brought up like this. I mean, we are very open-minded right now. But during our parents' time, they didn't have that choice. What to say? I mean, most of them were married and they were able to see their partner while they were getting married for the first time. So, I mean, you can think, like, from that to now, I mean, we are choosing our partners by ourselves. So it's a very new idea for them. But still, I would like to say that now most of the people are getting, are getting to do love marriage in Bangladesh. So I think they're progressing a lot.
Okay.
Even like, I also did love marriage, so
because I know it from like the generation of my parents. Like, my parents were born in Turkey and grew up there, and dating was not a thing in their generation. Maybe they had a crush and maybe they went for ice cream, etc. But like, dating like today, like, we know the concept of dating was not a thing like in their generation. In my generation, something else. In Turkey, in Germany, it's a total different topic. It's open, but even though like the like Turkish German or polycultural or people of color in Germany, even though in their generation when they have strict parents, like, for them it's easier, like the parents, like the generation of the parents was like not so easy, of course, because of their cultures, their background. But like, from my point of view, like, even though you have strict parents, it's much more easier for you as a person of color in Germany than compared to your parents. Because of that, maybe, like, I was like, we should tell people.
But how would you describe dating here in Germany? I mean, for our generation, like,
I think it depends, like, on your personal point of view, on your personal lifestyle. Like, if you're following a specific religion or if you're following a specific road of life, what your values are. But I think dating in Germany is diverse. It's diverse. Dating culture is diverse.
Like our podcast, guys.
But what was your opinion on dating in Germany?
Yeah, well, I haven't dated someone in Germany, but I mean, like, I really don't know how is it.
Then I think you can share, like, what you expect from dating in Germany, like how it should be according to you.
From dating in Germany, like, I don't know.
Like, I have to think.
Like, I have the feeling Germans are really open-minded. And like, they're really cool about it. Like, they're not like such how can I say it, like, they're committed to a relationship, But it's not like they're thinking about marriage, you know? Yeah. Like, right,
straight. Right. Depends. It depends.
It depends.
But,
yeah, it
of
depends.
Course, of course, I think it's more common that you live together with your partner without being married.
Mm. Mm,
I
yeah,
think
right.
it's in Germany more accepted than maybe in Turkey or Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Or maybe
for
even
us.
In,
yeah,
or
exactly.
maybe in Mexico. Even,
yeah.
even I mean, in Venezuela, it's...
Porn, like...
dating in Germany. Yeah.
yeah.
I think in Germany, like, being just in a relationship without being married is more easier than maybe, like, in other countries.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's more easier than being, like, living in... Bangladesh or Turkey or even like South America.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like or Italy, I would assume. I'm not sure, but like I think there it's more not so easy. Like
yeah.
being in a relationship, living together,
yeah.
and having maybe children even,
yeah.
and not being married. But I think in Germany it's quite okay.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
for us it's like it's okay to date someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I mean, it depends how old are you, of course. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when I was 13, if I had a boyfriend, my father would always be there, like, okay, I'm watching you guys. yes.
Yeah.
But like when you grow up, like. Mm-hmm. In your 20s, 30s, it's okay. It's okay. But if you dare to share the idea of moving with someone without being married, it turns complicated. You know, it's like, but why? Yeah, we're stirring. Like, you know, we're stirring
yeah.
to live
yeah.
with another person that's not your
that's
partner.
Actually a very big step. I mean... Everywhere, it's a big step to
yeah.
moving together.
Yeah, for sure. Because, yeah, for us in Latin America, well,
it's
Venezuela at least,
yeah.
It's like, okay, if I would move in with my boyfriend
mm-hmm.
or girlfriend or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like my mother would say to me, like, okay, but why? And why you're not married? And stuff, so that will be like a little bit complicated, and I'm pretty sure my father will get jealous.
I think in Germany it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah,
yeah.
I like that.
It depends on the family, of course, and I'm pretty sure, like, I know from my friends who are like German,
mm.
it also depends on how old they are when their boyfriend wants to sleep over.
Mm.
Like, I think it's not okay for most of the parents when, like, she's 13 and the boyfriend is 14 or 13 or 12. And it's like, yeah, he can sleep over, but not in the same room, maybe.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
That wouldn't happen. I mean,
yeah.
No, I couldn't. I mean, mm-hmm. if I had my boyfriend over to come over, like, he would have to stay, like, in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And he could use the bathroom, but not enter my room, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, the boyfriend that I had at that time,
mm.
he couldn't enter my room, not even to, I don't know, to grab something or stuff, because my mother was always there, like, telling
yeah.
me, like, no.
Not,
the boy
not,
cannot enter the,
yeah,
the girl's room.
Yeah, not under our parents' roof. This is not
exactly.
I think in Germany it's okay that he enters the room, but,
mm.
Like, most time when there are, like, a lot in the room, the door is open.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for like a person of color, it's a different case. So,
for sure.
Because having a relationship, like having a sexual relationship before marriage, is like,
mm. oh,
like
no,
it's not
yeah.
not really like something
it's
nice.
Great.
And because of that, it's a different thing. But I think still, even though like when you reach a specific age, like maybe 18 is still I think a little bit young, but like maybe 21.
Mm.
Then it's okay to date, but like you should know, like if you want to follow it, if you're like into it, but your parents expect from you to know your boundaries.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can date, but within boundaries.
Yeah, you should know
yeah,
your boundaries.
Yeah, for sure. But okay, now changing a little bit the topic.
Mm-hmm.
How's friendship here in Germany, in Bangladesh? How is it? I mean.
Well, actually, in case of friendship, the thing is not that much complicated.
Mm.
I mean, it's...
With
I mean, we
boys
are really,
also
yeah,
with boys?
Yeah, boys are
okay.
also allowed. I mean, the people that were around me,
mm.
according to that, I can, like, give my opinion. In my environment, I mean, everyone was allowed to be friends. There's no restriction.
Mm.
And... But the sleepover was not allowed.
Even
boys cannot... I mean, boys cannot sleep over in girl's house, even though they are not girlfriend and boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But girls can sleep over.
Yeah, girls have sleep over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is allowed. But also, like, they will, you have to, like, call me. You have to let me know that you are all right. And you have to come back by that time. There are, like, conditions. But girls' night out are... not night out, sleepover.
Sleepover.
Not night out.
Night out still is not allowed. Like, they are not really happy about girls being out
girls
night.
Girls being out at night. But boys' night out are allowed.
Okay,
it's not like boys are coming and asking for permission that, Dad, can I go out with my friends? It's not like that. Boys are, like, going out. They are coming late.
Yeah, okay.
It's
really unfair. Yeah. I mean, parents don't like that idea that why are you coming at night, but they don't stop them. Like, they put conditions on a girl, they don't put conditions on a boy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can understand that they are protective and it's okay, it's perfectly fine, right. But then be also protective about your son. Both should be at home. I mean, like, I had to be at home, right. Like, when I was, like, doing my A-levels, like, when I was 18, I had to be at home at 10 p.m. And when I'm, like, on a birthday party and I'm telling my mom, then 11 p.m. was okay, but I had to call, maybe she had to get me.
In my case, it was 6 p.m.
Okay.
I mean, you have to be at home by 6 p.m. After that, you shouldn't go out unless it's really necessary. But if it's necessary, even then you have to have someone with you. Also, you know, like, it's a little bit understandable considering the situation in our country also. It's not safe that much for girls. Yeah. So, like, we cannot actually blame our parents also, because they want us to have a good life and they want to protect us. So, like, as long as they are not sure that we are secured in the streets at night, they won't let us go out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
As you can see, like, I'm in Germany now. I'm out until 10 or 11 p.m., my parents won't say anything, because they know I'm...
You're safe.
Yeah, I'm safe. So that's why I don't blame them, actually.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but for us, I mean, it depends. If I would, like, stay at a girlfriend's house... Mm-hmm. It would be totally fine until the next day or until late. It would be fine. If there's a boy, okay, then there's a little bit, it becomes a little bit problematic. But yeah, I mean, as long as I have a friend there with the parents there is okay. It's totally fine until
there is, like, someone supervising you guys.
Yeah, exactly. So it's fine. It doesn't matter if it's a party, if it's a sleepover, if it's whatever, it's fine. As long as there's a parent in there.
Those are actually reasonable conditions, right? I mean, as a parent, we want to keep our children safe. I'm saying it as if I have a child.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, I'm trying to, like, looking into things from our parents' perspective. I mean, of course, like, they care about us, they want to protect us. And yeah, like, if they are putting conditions on us based on the situation, then I think that's acceptable. I mean, when they're seeing she may be not safe there, so, like, I'll put some more restrictions on her.
Yeah.
But if they see, okay, she is safe, so they are, like, removing those restrictions. So I think I'm okay with that. I have no problem.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I have a question for you guys. How is it to make friends here in Germany? Like, you, like, okay, German friends, okay, I mean, you know, you speak German perfectly. Exactly. It's okay.
It's okay
for you, but how is it for you to make friends here in Germany? International friends, German friends.
I mean, I can start with saying that they are naturally very friendly. When they see
you mean
that
the Germans?
Germans,
yeah.
They're naturally very friendly. And when they find out that I can't speak a word of German, they'll be like, okay, it's fine, you don't have to struggle, I'll speak English for you. So at that point, I feel accepted among them. And that actually helps me to talk to them. And I think if I knew the language a little bit more, or could, like, communicate with them in their own language, maybe having friends in Germany would be much more easier. Like, right now, maybe I have one or two friends, but the problem is that they have to speak English with me. But I cannot, like, go to their level and communicate with them, be friendly with them. it's normal. Like, I am a Bengali girl. Yeah. If someone speaks in Bengali with me, I mean, that would be, I mean, we will be clicking in a minute.
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah, I mean, we there's both a barrier because of the language.
Yeah, barrier because of that. Mm. And
I mean, you're a minority, like you're in Germany, so minority.
Yeah, right.
So because of that, I think it's something else to like click with each other because you feel
identify with the other person.
Yeah. You're like, oh my god,
yeah,
like she's also Bengali. I think it's a different
kind
of clicking.
I have felt that, like, after some time, if I see a Bengali person, we will be like, oh my god, you are Bengali.
Oh,
then we will start talking in our native language, and you know, like, it gives you a bit of comfort inside. I mean, you feel good.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can feel that when I'm talking to a German person, if I could speak his language better, he would feel more friendly. He'll feel better, and like I would have had more German friends. So I actually don't blame them. There is a like communication barrier between us. And what happens is, like, maybe I'm very funny in Bengali. I'm a little bit funny in English, but I have no knowledge of like speaking German, so I'm zero funny in German.
I think the problem, like, with when someone is talking to you in English and you're not really comfortable with English as a German person, as like the person in the country where you are like the majority of the population or belong to the majority of the population, it's also hard for the person to be like, oh my god, like she's speaking English, my English is not so good. So they also get like really not confused but really like nervous.
Yeah, the thing is, like, our brain is busy in processing those languages, translating those languages. They are not focusing in like being friendly, being funny. I can understand that a person in front of me, if he is a German, maybe he is funny in his language. He has good humor, but he cannot show this in front of me because of the language barrier. You know, like, because his brain is busy in making me understand what he is trying to say. But if I understood German, he could have said it in a funny way and we would be laughing in a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Motto is that language barrier actually stopping me to have more friends.
COVID
is also a thing.
I regret that.
But COVID is also a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot meet like people, so this is the problem.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I speak German, or well, I try to.
You speak really good German.
Oh, thank you.
It's really good. Yeah.
I mean, anyways, you are better than me in that case.
Come on. I mean, I don't know, I haven't heard you speak German, but anyways.
Just listen, you know, like, the only thing I say in German is, mein Deutsch ist nicht gut.
That
is the thing.
But your pronunciation is okay, it's good.
Thank you.
Mashallah. Mashallah is an Islamic expression, like, when you think something is good, so, I don't know, like, how to explain it in English, but it's like you say it, so God is blessing the goodness.
Oh, okay.
Mashallah.
Mashallah. Okay, yeah. I like it.
Mashallah.
Yeah.
Mashallah.
Oh my God, is it normal? So, okay, yeah. I mean, as I said, well, I think I can speak a little bit of German, or well, I can speak German. But yeah, I mean,
you can speak German fluently, so you're fluent in German.
Thank you. But yeah, I mean, still, it's very difficult because I have the feeling I can speak German, but still, it's not like the Umgangssprache.
Slang?
Like slang. I mean, I can manage. I can't manage the slang. Like, it's, I have the feeling I speak like a.
You don't
like a grandma.
You don't need to manage slang.
So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. But still, like, you know, when you speak slang, it's like.
Brings you
slang.
Closer.
Yeah, it brings you closer. So it's like, yeah, and sometimes it's like when you just speak like a normal German, you maybe sound a little bit boring. I don't know. But it's complicated. It's even complicated to make friends when you can speak the language, but you cannot understand when they make jokes, for instance, or you know, it's like you're just like there and you say, hey, nice joke, but you don't understand. So it's a little bit difficult. I mean, there's always this language and barrier. And yeah, I mean, I have a couple of German friends, and they're really like, I love them. They're really nice people. They're always there for me. It's like one. I mean, when you achieve to make a German friend, like they're always there for you. It's like you're part of them now, and they will always be there. It doesn't matter if you don't speak every day with them. They will always be there, and I like it. I like it very much.
Friendship in Germany is not superficial, like superficial, oberflächlich.
Yeah, superficial.
It's not superficial, like when friendships in Germany are deep. I mean, of course, you have people you know, like you're studying with, and then it's kind of a superficial friendship because you're only at uni or you're like going to Mensa together or like having coffee together. But having friends, being in a friendship in Germany means like it's a deep connection.
I mean, for us, sometimes it isn't like that. You know, sometimes you have friendships that aren't really friendships, but still you have them because, I don't know, somehow, like, you know, there's like, yeah, okay, we're friends, but it's not like we're best friends, but
maybe it's a definition, because in Turkish you also tell people you are going to school with friends, like school friends.
Yeah, could be.
Okul arkadaşı. And like your deep friends are your dost. Mm-hmm. Like dost is someone who's like having like the soul connection with you, like this deep connection. Like you can ask them everything, like when you need money, when you need help, when you just want to talk.
Yeah.
And arkadaş is like someone, okay, I'm going to school with this person, or I'm having coffee with this person. Like it's a superficial friendship.
But I like that you have like this difference, because we only say amigo, and that's amigo for everything, for everyone. So it's like we don't make that difference. But I like that. I really like that. Okay.
Arkadaş is like the superficial. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't to be. But like dost is really like deep friendship, soulmate.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I think it's really cool that we have this opportunity here in Germany to know so many people from so many different countries, and I really like that Germans are open to that, you know.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
Like for instance in the uni, it's like everyone, it's okay speaking in English, and it's fine, it's all right, and they're always like really friendly Germans, like for me.
Polite.
Yeah, they're really polite, and I like that. Then you, as a German, how do you see us international students?
Yeah, right. I also want to.
I mean, I think I have the advantage that I'm like German, but also like polycultural, and I can say we cannot say like the international students.
Okay.
Because I mean, you guys are from different countries, from different cultures, from different continents. I have a lot of international friends. A lot of from Pakistan, for example, or from Asia, like Kazakhstan, Syria. I mean, they're different.
Yeah.
Like, their cultures are different, their values are different, their point of views are different.
Yeah.
So I cannot say that we can say the international students, but I have to say that we have a nice culture of having international students at our university. So, and it's really nice to meet, like, people from around the world and from different cultures, and having, like, this different influences for your own culture. Like for example, I think in Syria or other Arabic countries, they listen to like Fayrouz in the morning. It's a singer from Lebanon, I think, and drink coffee, and sometimes I also do it. It's not nice. A Turkish thing, it's not a German thing, but sometimes I'm like, I think it's a nice thing, like listening in the morning, like to like music, and nice music, and I'm drinking coffee. I really like Pakistani food, so I mean, I have like this influence from my friends.
Yeah, I also like Pakistani food.
Yeah, but our pizza is also diverse. It's from a Pakistani pizza bakery, but it's Italian. Maybe you guys can tell us what kind of food you like.
When my boyfriend asked me, what do you like to eat? I mean, it was like my, we were not that close. We just started dating. So like we were knowing things about each other. So it's like, what do you like to eat? What's your favorite color? That kind of question. So normally what happens is like people tend to say, I'll say light food. So that like, because we are not that close, I'm still like thinking if I'm going to be serious with him or not. They're like, I like very light food or some fancy food. I was like, I like biryani. He was like, okay. okay, I like biryani also. I didn't.
You're made for each other.
Yeah, he was like shocked. He was like, I didn't think that you'll say biryani. I thought you'll say some fancy shit. So, yeah, like from these small things, we got to know. Yeah, actually, like we are very much compatible. And that thing like ended in marriage.
Aww. Oh my god.
Yeah. I was just lucky. Okay. I was just lucky, that's it.
I mean, I'm like that, but with French fries and hamburger. Yeah. Like that's, I don't know why, but it's my favorite like fast food. I mean, I know biryani is not fast food, but you know, like the same feeling that you get when you see
right.
your favorite food. Then it's like, yeah, French yes. fries and hamburger. I don't know why.
I feel you.
I love them.
You know, like he always, now he's my husband. He used to be my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, my current husband. That's a nice thing, right? So like he's like, he always says that I am 100% sure if you are given a choice between a plate of biryani and me, you are definitely running towards the biryani plate. And also husbands can go, come and go, but biryani won't come. He always keeps saying that.
Life quote.
Life quote.
Yeah.
Biryani doesn't come back.
Yeah, the food is nice.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I really like steak and fries,
mm-hmm.
and it's so sad because every Ramadan I try to be vegan.
Ooh.
Because I'm like I mean, animals' rights, and it's important, and we should like be thoughtful about like when we're fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And every first day, it's like
oh.
it's not happening. And
every
year, I'm like, I want to be vegan this Ramadan. 30 days, I'm vegan, but it's not happening.
No.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean,
the first 1 week is the hardest for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes me a week to get used to the schedule
mm-hmm.
of Ramadan, like the eating time,
mm-hmm.
the fasting time. But mm-hmm. after 1 week, it becomes a like regular day.
I mean, it's not like forbidden to eat animals in Islam,
mm-hmm.
but because like of this Massentierhaltung, I don't know the English word.
Massive.
Like industrial.
Animal.
Like how the industry is treating the animals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I don't want to eat meat in Ramadan because it's not a good thing. But unfortunately,
it's hard.
I have to work on it. It's not happening.
It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, like every other 2 days, I have to eat some meat. I mean, either chicken, beef, or something. I mean, no matter how busy I am, I'll just go to the kitchen and cook some meat.
Mm.
Because, like, I love meat. Don't judge me, but I love meat.
Fish is also nice.
Yeah,
fish is
like salmon.
Yeah, fish is really nice.
I would say we're closing.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
See you next episode. And follow us on Instagram.
We
have an Instagram page.
Diverse Society is the name of our podcast. We say Daiso. And Instagram, our name is diverse_ I don't know the English word.
Diverse_
So follow us on Instagram. Oh my god, I'm feeling like an influencer. And yeah, you can like our posts. And
if you want us to talk about this specific topic, just tell us.
Yeah.
And then we will talk.
Yeah, for sure. And if you follow us on Instagram, I mean, we will be asking you guys for your opinions and recommendations. And yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. This is the end of the first episode of Daiso.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, diverse_
_.
So.
So it's diverse_
So.
Like S-O. And yeah, thank you very much.
And see you the next time. Tschüss.
Tschüss.
Adios.
Aber lecker, Hobby.
You listened to Daiso, the podcast of the Club Diverse of the Deutschlandstipendium Scholarship Holders of the Technical University of Dresden.